untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to it. Nothing says Friday like untapped talent right here on cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. My name is Siya Sangweni-Finn. So for the next hour, I'll be chatting to very interesting people. I think they're just flat out cool. Like if you go to the dictionary and you search the definition of cool, it's my guess. And yes, I can hype them up because I like them and they're on my show. I'll be starting off with someone who just has a cool AKA already. She goes by at Mzansi Girl, but her real name is Mariska Govender, who I think is just like so relevant when it comes to the 21st century millennials issues, because she's a blogger, she's a travel expert. She likes to call herself an African travel activist. I still don't know what that properly means, but I'll find out as I talk to her. And a little later on in the show, I'll be welcoming someone who I really think I envy. If I wasn't doing what I'm doing right now and I had more talent to me, because I just currently have two left feet, I'll probably like to do what she's doing. You know, I think she's freaky and I like her a lot. Do you get the reference? Does anyone get it? Okay. Her name is Taryn Alberts, and she is a dancer, but more especially, she has just come off tour with Die Antwoord, traveling the world, dancing, not only just as a dancer, but she choreographed the whole concert as well. So look at that. Some cool people during the show as well. If you want to get in contact with us, if you want to add to the conversation in any way, shape, or form, you know we can always do it, right? You can send us a message on WeChat. Our official account is Cliff Central. Just tap connect and message to show, and your message will pop up right in front of me so I can read it out as the show goes. Well, so we have good old Twitter as always. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com or at Sia _. Then, yeah, it's all about the conversation. It's all about just keeping everything going. It is a Friday after all. It is just, we're just here to be cool, calm, collected, and have fun. So let's get straight into it. This is Untapped Talent.
Cliffcentral.com.
Kicking the show off with my very first guest, Mariska Govender. Good morning, Mariska.
Good morning, Sia.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy it's Friday.
You see, exactly. I do not know how you can have a potentially bad mood when, A, it's Friday, and it's in Joburg, and we actually have some good weather right now.
I know. I'm so excited. It's spring. I mean, we're ready to for the pool weather and for flowers and the jacarandas. So, yeah.
Oh, you see, that's when you know you're a Mzansi girl, when like and a true travel expert, when you know spring and the seasons and the whatnot. Let's talk about it. September's kicking off next week. We're moving into a whole new season. Does that mean like possible new adventures for us to have fun in different ways, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, picking flowers, what's the thing to do in spring? I don't know.
Well, it's flower season in the Western Cape, so and the Northern Cape. So, head up there and check out all the wildflowers in the Makwaland, the Boerland.
You see, I was about to say, because all I know about flowers is the Makwaland. So, I'll definitely need your advice and everything as we get into travel a little later in the show. But first, let's find out about you. You grew up in Durban. You're a Durbanite just like me. So,
yes.
That, I think, is very, very awesome.
Love Durban. KZN.
When did you come up to Joburg?
A while ago. I came initially to study.
Yeah.
And then I moved away. And then, Joburg just keeps calling me back. I left. I came back. So, I've been here about 8 years now. I'm a Joburg local through and through.
Yeah. So, okay, you now officially call yourself a Joburg.
Don't tell my parents.
Oh, okay. So, we'll be nice to the rest of the Govender family. But let's go back to, just want to backtrack it, but to Mariska growing up. You literally grew up in a suitcase, right?
Yes, yeah. My parents shipped me off to my grandparents
for
school. Shipped
you off? It's like the I don't think I like this Mariska girl, so let's just take her somewhere.
No, so I travel between my grandparents and my parents, you know. So I lived out of suitcases since I was like 6 years old. So,
yeah.
You know, hence the nomadic life now still.
So it was all, for you, what does the term adventure mean?
Adventure means getting out there. It means getting out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think, you know, all of us, a lot of people, you know, sit in their boxes. They're kind of used to doing what they do. And I think adventure, it could mean travel. It could mean just going out of town for the weekend.
Yeah.
And just doing something different and challenging your, stretching your boundaries, you know.
So I understand that there was a specific backpacking trip that sort of turn this whole, oh, okay, I like travel to, okay, maybe I can make something of it. So let's talk about that little backpacking from Joburg to Malawi.
Yeah, that was sort of my first solo travel adventure.
Yeah.
It was a while back. My parents thought I was crazy. I just finished university and spent a year or two working in a bank. At that time, I thought I wanted to be an investment banker. Luckily, I got over that.
Wow. So like with columns and numbers and balance
yes,
sheets. Wow.
Spreadsheets all the way.
Yeah.
Quit that life. Had saved a bit of money. Left my car with my parents and decided I was going to go backpacking.
How long was it?
That trip was about sort of 8 weeks in total.
Excuse me now?
8 weeks.
Wait. Yeah.
Public transport all the way.
You went alone for 8 weeks and you're going from Joburg to Malawi.
Yes.
What were you expecting? What are your expectations for the trip?
Actually, initially, I wasn't technically supposed to go alone. My brother was supposed to meet me in Maputo and we were supposed to travel together for a while.
Did he ditch you?
He totally ditched me.
Let's just have a moment of silence for the brother who's now unreliable and we'll never trust again.
We'll never travel with him again.
Exactly. He doesn't deserve it. Yeah. So you ended up being alone. Did that not like scare you a bit? Because that's my fear. I always think like, oh, I totally want to travel. And for many years, I've been saying for my birthday, I'm going to do something major. For my birthday this year, I ended up like I was all sick actually on my day. I thought like, so now next year, I'm like, yeah, definitely next year, I'm going to do something, going to travel. But I'm always thinking I don't want to travel alone, nor do I want to go to some exotic place. And here you are at a young age, backpacking all the way to Malawi. So like public transport, the language barriers, was that not daunting for you at all?
I think it was a bit scary at first, but I think you learn along the way. The nice thing about backpacking is when you go to hostels, you meet new people, mm-hmm. you make friends along the way. It's different, like if you're traveling with a friend or a partner, you kind of like stick to yourself a bit more.
Yeah.
But when you're traveling alone, you kind of have to go out there.
You're forced to meet people.
You're forced to try and communicate across language boundaries. And then that's the most exciting thing, because suddenly you're like, oh, I've suddenly got new friends.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different experience.
Now you see, I'd understand that for like 10 days, Marushka. But when you want to do 8 weeks...
It's you know, Mozambique is a big country. Malawi's far away. Public transport, sometimes you do like 200 kilometers in one day in a crappy little bus on crappy roads.
What did that end up being like your own little version of Eat, Pray, Love? Because I now know it's a little bit of a trend of like people going on like spiritual soul searching journeys. Like they really want to go out their comfort zone and learn a lot about themselves. Did you get to any of that? Did you learn a lot about yourself?
I think so. I think I learned that. I mean, it was very different from being in a corporate environment. First of all, it was a total sort of 360, you know, degree change.
Yeah.
And for me, I realized that actually travel was what I wanted to do and I shouldn't be scared of doing it alone and on very little money.
So after that 8 weeks, were you definitely like sure after then that, okay, I'm done with the corporate world and I'm really going to pursue my passion?
Well, I'd already quit my job before that.
So that had definitely made the decision.
Yeah,
that was the decider.
No, I had planned to go to Australia after that to visit some family there. So after that 8 weeks, I came back, spent a couple of weeks at home and then spent 6 months traveling in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So travel bug was definitely in you. And then the big decider also, I understand, was the 2012 Soccer World Cup. Because, what did I just say? 2012? Did I just think of demolition and destruction? Not 2012, 2010, the Soccer World Cup. Because now, really, the whole world's eyes were on South Africa.
I think with that, it was all about me learning how to use social media.
Okay.
So that was when I first started on Twitter. And I'd already been traveling and stuff for a while. And I was just sharing my little trips, even if it was just to Swaziland for the weekend. And it was just so proudly South African at the time. I mean, I always am. But like, it was really, I mean, you remember what it was like in 2010.
There was a rah-rah. I remember, you know, I always cite this. My mother's biggest memory, who has never watched 90 minutes of soccer in her life. But she was the one who gathered us all to watch the first match of South Africa playing. So that says a lot. Yeah, it definitely brought us all together.
Yeah, so that's how Mzansi Girl came about. Uh-huh. And that was before I even started a blog. But, you know, I started tweeting about travel and I realized that online and on social media, there were very few sort of African voices talking about African travel.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the blogs that I was reading, bloggers that I was following, were talking it from a Western perspective. They just come to South Africa for like 2-3 weeks. They go to safari, go in Cape Town. And it was very one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of found, you know, a gap. I said, actually, as South Africans, and I'm proudly South African, I love traveling in South Africa. Why aren't there social voices online? Why aren't there young people talking about travel in Africa and South Africa?
And you know, what I like most especially about you and this whole new fresh take you're taking with travel and blogging about our country is really it isn't a Western voice anymore. And when people think of, oh, traveling South Africa or Africa, it's all about the Big Five and safaris and animals. But here you are now giving us reasons to go to like Maboneng, for example. And I'm like, okay, let me try and be as cool as Mariska as well. Let me go to Brahm and see if I can handle it. How has the reception been to your different way of blogging and, you know, showing us different sites of South Africa?
I think it's been great. Initially, when I started my blog, I tried to stay away from the traditional stuff, from the safari, from the animals, from Cape Town. I tried to focus more on Joburg, on arts, on culture, on heritage, on stuff that, as a young person, I like to experience when I travel into a city. And even, I mean, even South Africa, it's not really promoted as cities. I mean, initially, now we are promoting our cities. It was more, you know, the traditional tourism marketing.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, especially in the last 2 years, everyone's been very, very positive. And especially because I think I take a different spin on it.
Yeah. What's your ultimate vision for Mzansi Girl?
Take over the world. Well, no, not the world, but the travel world. You know, when I first got a vision for Mzansi Girl, I wanted to be that unofficial ambassador for South African travel. Mm-hmm. So the first person that someone goes to say, oh, you know, if I want to find out about going to Durban and go exploring Limpopo and Mpumalanga, I'd either go to her blog or I'd ask her. And I wanted to be that expert voice who knows about South Africa so much. And I honestly think, like, I think I know a fair bit, but I mm-hmm. could travel my whole life and still not know everything because there's just so much to explore in South Africa.
And where do you see yourself? Like, they always talk about the travel bag per se. So where would you like to go ultimately? Like, if there was a top five places around the world that you definitely want to see, like on your bucket list, where would those be?
Well, first of all, I have to say my main aim is to see all the countries in Africa, and that's like a lifetime thing.
How many? 54. Okay.
But that's going to take me a while, and it's not just about country hopping.
How many have you ticked off so far?
13.
13.
Yeah, in Africa.
Okay,
yeah.
I've just ticked off 3.
Well,
sorry.
You've got time. You're still
wait,
young.
Does South Africa count?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, then I have ticked off 3. Yeah, okay. So at least I'm sort of good. 51 more to go.
No. So that's my big aim. But if I just say top five countries, because I mean, I love traveling internationally, I mean, across the world. First is Cuba, especially because it's basically Africa in the Caribbean.
I don't even smoke, but I just want a Cuban cigar. That's my thing. I think there's nothing cooler like being on the streets and it's a bit of a party and you have a little Cuban cigar there. Okay, so Cuba, definitely.
And also it's changing so quickly, so I'm trying to get there soon.
Okay.
Yeah, number one, Cuba. Second, Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. Okay, now here's the thing. Let's be frank about things. Like, I've heard a lot of people say Zimbabwe, for example, is absolutely gorgeous. But like, what you hear on the news or what you read in papers doesn't exactly make you 100% comfortable to go there. So it's just like Ethiopia, like Nigeria as well. I really wanted to be all about the Niger money and see all like Dibanj performing. But then I'm like, bring back our girls and Boko Haram is there.
I've been to Nigeria. It's not too bad. It's all right. Oh.
How are African countries with like welcoming tourists? Are we accommodative? Are we welcoming?
I think African countries are generally African people are the most welcoming in the world, especially in places where you don't normally get tourists. They just always so surprised, so interested,
okay.
You know, and they want to know more. Even if you can't communicate, it's always like really exciting. And, you know, in Africa, Africans are. I mean, everyone will invite you to their house to go have a meal, to meet their parents, to meet their friends. And I mean, if you go to like England, for example, people are like, okay.
Very hoity-toity, drinking tea with the pinky
exactly.
in the air. Yeah.
You know, Africans will share their food with you. They you know, you will. It's always just such a sharing that Ubuntu culture, I think, stretches across Africa.
Okay. So Ethiopia, I'm with you on that. Welcoming. It's like a nice
but
cool
also
party.
But the history. No, I think Ethiopia sort of, it's got such an interesting history and interesting heritage. It's the only African country that hasn't really been colonized. It's got, their culture is very intact. There's lots of historical artifacts.
Oh, now I just felt like I was in a history lesson. Yes. Yes, Ms. Mariska, I agree with that too. Okay. Ethiopia, Cuba.
Mali. I know it's not the safest place to go to at the moment, but I love the music.
Okay, music will get us.
And
got
the boys
it.
Are quite hot too. So.
That ain't a bad thing. Okay, good on you, Mariska. I ain't here to judge. Two more in your top five.
Brazil. I haven't been to Brazil yet. Again, another sort of South American country with big African influence.
Yeah,
and I've got lots of Brazilian friends who are dying for me to come over. So.
The inverse is, I have a Brazilian friend who's been there a couple of times, but I always say, like, dude, I just want to go to Brazil, and not even for like a samba party. I want to be in the favela, because I've heard a lot about the favela. I don't know, like, I just want to be there, walk around with the people.
Don't they cuss? Yeah.
Do you think that's cool?
I think it's cool.
Do you think I could stay at a favela?
There's actually places to stay in the favela.
I mean, just hotels or like backpacking hostels?
I think more like B&Bs type things and hostels.
I'm down with that.
Go stay in the favela, man.
I'm down with Banoit.
When they had the World
Cup.
The World Cup, lots of people were staying. They cleaned up the favelas. There was security. There were lots of people staying there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Listen, if you go to Brazil, then I'm let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm there. Let's go.
There we go. All right. And then the last one's in the top five.
So hard. I've got a very, 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 very long list. I think Sri Lanka. I've got to go Asia now.
Okay. I see the Asian vibe.
I've been to India a few times, you know, being of Indian heritage. And yeah, I think, you know, Sri Lanka is really, it's got the island vibes.
Yeah.
It's got amazing beaches, but also very, very interesting culture.
Now I'm going to take advantage of having you here. How are the ashrams in India?
Ashrami.
Like, I... Because here's the thing, like, a lot of people say I speak too much, and they just think I'm just like a little airhead. I'm like, there's actually a lot more to me than that. So I really want to go to like an ashram for like a good couple of weeks and not speak. Do you think I could pull it off?
Yo, it's going to be hard.
I was expecting you to be like, no, Sia, you can do it. It's possible.
I've been to an ashram, but not like stayed in one for days. I think it'll be a really good exercise. A friend of mine actually did it recently.
How long?
I think he was there for like a week, but like on the border in the Himalayas, in the border of Nepal.
And then it's just too high up. And then what if I get like... altitude sickness. No, as long as I don't shave my hair off and it's like not too far from civilization.
Might have like an epiphany, you know.
Yeah, I can have that epiphany watching TV on Sunday. I don't have to go to the Himalayas, but we'll see. Okay, so we now know your wish list. It's definitely very interesting. And so, you know, the conversation will continue right here on Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com. I want to invite our next guest to the little chat we're having here, and definitely picking your brain as the show goes on as well. So you have nowhere else to go for the latest in chatting to young people and cool stuff and all that they're doing. This is cliffcentral.com.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one. It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, head over floating bridges, and disappear into colossal stormwater drains. Why? Because you're a machine, and the city is your trail. With two separate routes, 22 and 54 Ks, choose your path and go where no mountain biker has gone before. On 6 September, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
Oh, I'm still just basking in the glory of Friday. Thank you. We made it till the weekend. So earlier on, I was chatting to travel blogger Mariska Govender, who goes by the AKA Mzansi Girl. By the way, Mariska, let's just finish off quickly. African travel activist. Why the word activist?
I just felt like as Africans, we're not really that into traveling in Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people have been to London or Thailand before they've even been to Maputo or Harare.
True.
And especially in South Africa and the rest of Africa too.
Yeah.
So I just felt that I wanted to really take it out there. So as, you know, as Africans and as young Africans,
mm-hmm.
we need to travel in Africa first and know our neighbors. Hence me being an activist.
And you know what? I'll go with you, comrade. I will viva on that. I will refer to you as an activist from now on. On to someone who's leading the pack in a whole new different sense. And it's actually super, super cool. Taryn Alberts is joining us in studio. How are you doing, Taryn?
Hey, I'm good at you.
You know, like, I think I've said this to you like a million times now. I think you're super, super cool.
Thank you.
That's as simple as I can get.
Thank you so much.
How do you define what you do? Because I think...
Wow.
Dancer, choreographer is just like the tip of the iceberg with you.
Okay, so, how do I, okay, I would say lots of hard work,
uh-huh,
dedication and commitment, because it's like a physical thing. You have to put your body, your mind and your soul into it. And like, it's a passion, obviously.
Yeah.
Because we don't get paid like kings and queens, but we love what we do. So that's how we're there. And yeah, I think that's the only way I could describe it. Like lots of hard work, dedication, yeah, and putting your mind to it, staying committed to it, finishing something you want to start, especially when it comes to dancing, because dancing sometimes seems like it can be inconsistent because, yeah, of work. But when you really love something, you go all out.
And listen, passion is definitely the way to encapsulate, you know,
yes,
your love for dancing, because you've been doing it for years from a very young age as,
yeah,
well. And I understand your aunt was a bit of an inspiration to you.
Yeah, my aunt was a ballroom dancer,
wow,
back in the day. And she would, like, let's say every weekend they compete, come back with first, second or third.
Shucks.
And then the trophies are stacked for days in my granny's house. And I'm like, I also want to be like that. I want gold trophies too. I want to be number one. And you know, it was like, that was the inspiration. That was the motivation.
Yeah.
I didn't win that much trophies, but
listen,
like,
but you grow up in an environment,
yeah,
where it's not just, okay, it's one thing to have the passion,
yes,
then it's another to be in the presence of excellence, of
exactly,
someone who's
that's already been
slaying the game, for lack of a better term.
You know, and then you have to just keep on slaying, and yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a motivation for me, especially doing something different,
mm-hmm,
like not going to work in the bank or like call center,
yeah,
you know, like a normal job, but also something different. Like, yeah, I think I've done something different to most of my family.
Definitely.
Yeah,
and more because, you know, you started professionally at 17, right?
Yes, I was 17 when I got my first professional gig, and
wow,
I got grounded the same day.
Okay, we have to talk,
dude,
about that now. Okay,
it's so funny.
What's the backstory to that?
Okay, so my friend was a drummer for Danny K back then.
Okay,
so Danny K needs dancers, and he was like, "No, I know these dope dancers, and we work out the routine. We're in rehearsals for a week, dude. Like the show Saturday, and." I'll never forget, my birthday is the following week, right? The,
yeah,
gig is on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I turned 17 that week. And I go, I do the show. Luckily, on that day, it was someone's birthday. So I lied to my dad. I was like, I'm going to this birthday party.
The issue, you lied.
I lied, exactly. But my dad didn't want me to dance. My father was like, no, you can't go dance.
What,
like,
did he
dancing
want
is,
to do?
No, my dad wanted me to be a chartered accountant. I was like, listen here, the dreams of that is not going to happen right now, because I don't want to be that person. So
yeah,
I lie. I go, I say I'm going to this birthday party. End up at the gig performing. Funny thing is, it's
performing
live.
Performing with
Danny K. Yeah.
In front of a whole audience.
Audience, it's happening at the Dome. It's happening all over the world, this event, right? And
what event was it?
It was called the Live Earth.
Ah, Taryn, that's huge. Like Live,
yeah,
Earth.
Live
for the environment or something.
Yes, and
yes,
it happened exactly the 7th of the 7th month, 2007.
Yes, I remember that.
Exactly. So this thing is being broadcast on TV, right? And we have two TVs at home, and my mom is occupying the one TV and my sister's occupying the other one. So every time it changes over, she's like, change channel. I was actually about to ask,
did you expect your parents not to see?
Dude.
This is a big deal.
But I think my dad knew.
Uh-huh.
My dad knew, because he picks me up at the birthday party. Everyone is dressed formal. Taryn is in sneakers and, you know, hoodie. Where
something
do you come from?
Something. Up. Yeah.
You lied. You went to the gig. And I couldn't lie to my dad. I just was like, I went. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, things had to happen, you know. You can't keep me away. And he's like,
yeah,
you're grounded.
For how long?
The whole week. Just for the week. And that week was my birthday. He's like, you're not going anywhere. You're not seeing your friends. I was like, wow. It's fine. Got paid anyway.
And what an awesome look at me now moment. When you're
know?
Like, okay, so dad, now I'm going to go on tour with the Anvert as well.
Exactly.
But before we get into that, so from 17, yes, you were grounded for a while, but we'll move past that. At 24, you then got into, or a little before that, you got in with Vintage.
Yes, with Vintage Dance Crew. Oh gosh.
Wow.
When, like,
if people don't know who Vintage Crew is, first of all, where have you been? Secondly, I think they, you know, even if you're on big in the dance scene, yeah. they've taken over South Africa, so mainstream, so pop culture yeah. relevant. So, and now they're now even producing their own music with Shebang.
Yes. I mean, Shebang, yes.
Shebang.
Yeah, no. Shebang. Yalla Shebangs.
Listen, I need to be cool enough. How do you pronounce it? Shebang?
Shebang.
The definition of Shebang is it like cool?
It's the yalla dung. The yalla dung.
Cliff Central. Yalla Mensa
Shebangs, man.
They were actually here a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I'm not cool enough to say hi, so let me just sit in the corner. And I was like, hi, hello, hello, and I moved fast very quickly. Okay, so you got the chance to audition for Vintage.
I was a cramper before I joined them, actually.
So you're in that whole phase.
Dude.
Like the violent and moving and the
just angry at life. Ey, I was there. I was stuck there for long.
That's what I always want to know. Why are crampers so angry? Like,
no, you just...
Did you wake up late? Are you hungry?
Okay. I don't know, but I think it's a strong dance.
Yeah.
The style is extremely strong and not a lot of people can pull it off, you know,
exactly.
make it look dope. But anyway, so I'm the scramper and Lisha has been my best friend for long because me and him were actually in a dance crew when we were in high school.
Okay.
So Lisha
did you grow up together as well,
yes,
an adult?
We kind of
elders.
Grew up, yes.
You see how I think I'm cool now? Just yes. saying elders, not Eldorado Park.
Elders? Okay. Yes, you know.
Elders is Shebang.
Shebang, thank you. Oh, gosh. So we knew each other and he's like, no, come in audition for the crew. And I'm like, dude, I can't do whacking and voguing. Like, that was the bass style, right? And
okay, you have to... What, whacking and voguing?
Yeah.
I know voguing, like Madonna's voguing.
Exactly.
It's that
That's
sort
Vogue.
Of... Yeah.
Yes. And then whacking is... making circles with your arms
okay.
and manipulating music. Like, you basically show people what music looks like, how you would interpret it.
Oh, wow. That's
just
actually a big line.
Circles.
You show people how music looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a quote of the day from Taryn herself.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm there in the auditions. Okay, cool. Then they call me back for like trial. Now I'm on trial with three other people. And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm not gonna make it here. Eventually, they're like, no, we're taking Taryn. And Lisha and Kyle, who's now in the States, he lives there,
yeah.
groomed me and created. And how do I say? Lisha basically taught me a lot of styles, dance styles. A lot of them, all of them, actually. And this was all from video, off your phone
wow.
and YouTube. And we would sit and study and train and then go and dance in the studio.
Shucks.
So that was how Vintage started. Like, we, during the week or whatever, we never had studio space, but we would go to each other's houses.
Yeah.
And just dance. The weekend we had a space because the studio in Rosebank gave us like free space on a Sunday.
Yeah.
No one used the space, so they were like, no, you guys can go in there. And we were dancing hard and dancing and dancing. I think before we even did Step Up or Step Out, which was on ETV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were in studio for like 6 hours every day before that. No one knew where we were, what we were doing. We were like labbing and working hard and like becoming, we were, just wanted to be the best.
Yeah. Now that's when you really know that you're committed to something and
yeah.
you love it. You know, you aren't like, oh, first performance, I want 3 million people watching me and I want them all to know
exactly,
my name.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doing it because I'm loving it and I'm sweating and I'm
exactly.
in the middle of Rosebank, but I love it.
We did Red Bull Beat Battle.
Uh-huh.
We lost. I'll never forget that day. We cried so hard backstage. I was convinced we were going to win, but then our last round, we messed up the performance.
Yeah.
Imagine the whole crew on stage going blank. Like, everyone's looking at each other like, and now?
What happened? You all went just...
We were exhausted, I won't lie. Like, uh-huh. the day of the competition, well, the morning, everyone went to bed at like 6.
Big no-no.
And then downstairs, lobby call is 8 o'clock that morning.
Oh, wow.
So we had to wake up, go eat breakfast, and then... rush downstairs and go with, you know, we were stitching clothes, making things last. That was where we were at. And we were like exhausted.
Yeah.
We were drilling that last routine 4 a.m. in the morning still. And and that was because we were on the show a week before we did Red Bull Beat Battle.
Yeah.
We lost Step Up or Step Out. We came second. Well, there was no placing, but we were like...
Yeah.
The first losers.
The first losers.
Red Bull Beat Battle.
The
first
losers.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just like, no, we have to keep on working hard, keep on working hard. And that was our motivation.
Yeah.
We stayed working, you know.
And the thing with, you know, I always say the mark of someone's success mm-hmm. is when you see them do something and it looks seamless.
Yes.
Because when you make something look so good, yes. that just shows how much effort and hard work went into it. The mere fact that you guys were still just like looking at your outfits. You know, vintage doesn't just perform mm-hmm. with like black leotards and
it's
your dad.
It's the whole shebang.
It's the whole shebang, Taryn. It's the whole shebang.
Gosh, exactly.
What goes into the creative process of being, you know, now just a dancer, but also part of vintage?
Vintage. Well, it's always themes and concepts. Like, we would create a piece and then sometimes it's not even the music. Like, we'll listen to the music last and then start choreographing.
Uh-huh.
We will think of colors and then we'll think of themes and then think of topics.
Topics.
So maybe we want to do something controversial, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we'll think of maybe how we gonna not even dust someone, just like think
Send
of something
message.
That people make like to make them feel uncomfortable a little bit.
Okay.
You know, especially with, there was a time we were in an incident where we almost died in a taxi rank. La whole crew
I
got attacked.
I heard about that. Yes. Yeah. Was it in Bree?
Yes.
Bree taxi rank
and
in Joburg CBD.
Yeah, on the day of Pride. And we were like so disgusted and actually hurt because in our minds, we were thinking about how many gay people was going to that taxi rank that day and how many people were facing the same situation.
Yeah.
We were just in a large group and that's why we were noticed. But I'm thinking like, yo, so many young people have to go through that, like gay people.
Yeah. And
so,
some every single
exactly.
day.
Exactly. So all our routines, our performances, lives. We always think of how we can challenge topics like that. That's just one example, you know, and how we can just make... You know, when people feel uncomfortable, they start to think. And that's a good thing. Because when you do your art or your anything, your performance, it's not just there. Like, especially vintage. It's not just going to be there. You will know us. You will see us. You will remember
you
can, it.
Yeah, you
know?
Cannot just see them
exactly.
and move away.
Yeah.
They'll stay embedded in you.
There will always be that thought. When you leave a performance or when you see us, after you see us dance, it's like, I remember this person or that person or this outfit, something, you know?
Yeah. And so as if you weren't like achieving enough success, you reckon, okay, I've worked with Danny Kay, I've worked with Lira, you know, I've done Diella Shebang with DJ Black Coffee.
Yeah.
And like, let's go with the Underworld. Let's explain that whole process.
Oh, dear. Well, I never even used to listen to the Underworld, actually.
Your Taryn.
I'm sorry, but like, I think I heard some of their music, but I don't know. Back then, I was a househead and I wasn't into
Taryn,
that sound.
How can you ignore this?
Oh my gosh.
Listen, can I just have a few seconds with this? Ninja, Yolandi, I'm obsessed with you guys. Obsessed. I actually met Ninja in Cape Town.
Oh, yeah?
I was so starstruck, I let him walk past me. I was just like...
I can't.
I'm not Zeph enough to say hi to Ninja. Anyway, now that I've embarrassed myself.
Fine. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. Wow. So, okay, like I said, I never used to listen to their music.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think it's just not because I was not into it or they weren't in my eye and I wasn't focused on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they knew Manti. Manti used to be in our crew.
Okay, Manti in Vintage Crew.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they've seen her dance at Great Dane or something. And then they got her phone numbers that day and they needed dancers for Fatty Boom Boom. So at the time, the music video.
Listen, and I was
and
actually...
And that's the Lady Gaga does, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it got about 25 million views on YouTube. I was just looking at some of the videos. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember they were like, okay, guys, Manti says, we need to meet up with him. We're going to be at Pop Art. We need to audition. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm still at school. I'm running. I'm like, oh, shit, they're phoning me. Where are you? We here? I'm like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm in Brie. I'm coming. And then I get there and I'm like, oh, snap. Here's the Antwoord.
Like
Yolandi
in all of
the
Antwoordness.
Dude. And I see Yolandi for my first time. She's this small little person chilling there with a cool hairstyle. And she's just like, hi. with her squeaky voice, "Nice to meet you, I'm Yolandi."
And then Sia would have melted by the
just like. I was just like, okay, cool, I'm Darren, nice to meet you, ninja, cool. And he goes straight into it. He's like, okay guys, so we need a voodoo foot. I'm like, what is a voodoo foot?
A voodoo foot.
Dude, I dance. I'm not a some extraterrestrial person. I don't know. What is that now? Oh my gosh. He's like, okay, we're going to play you the beat. And then you guys just freak out. Like, we don't want studio. We know you guys are raw. So, and that's the cool thing about us also, Vantage. Like, we not, like, how do you say? Choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
You can see studio dancers. And then you get it's street
like
dancers.
It's not like technique, I think. Yes. That's the word. It's not like very, oh, we need a pointed toe. Or we need it. Yeah,
exactly. So, they were like into our vibe. And we just started dancing. And they were like, yo, you guys are the dopest that we've seen. And they're like, you guys are in the video.
That is cool.
And then, okay, we have this rehearsals for a week. We get to set. We get painted full black. Full black paint.
That is total DeAndre. But the thing is, like, a lot of people see them as quote-unquote crazy. But yes, how's their work ethic? I have just a feeling that they are so on point with everything. And, you know, you just see a full black dancer, but there's a meaning behind it and they really want it in a particular way.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing about Ninja and Yolandi. Like, they are very specific about a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And if this is how it must be, this is how it must be, you know?
Yeah.
They have their vision. And we're sticking to the vision.
Yeah.
Especially with Ninja. Everybody knows, like, if Ninja says yes, it's yes. If it's no, it's no. If it's maybe, it's maybe. Do you know what I mean?
So and does we he all tell like, you when you're not on point?
Dude.
If you're performing and the concept
wasn't... If you whack,
wasn't
you whack. He's gonna tell you. No. You being whack. Like, it's so funny. A few weeks ago, I showed him a video online. And he was like, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Those kids will burn you. That girl in the video that you showed me?
Yeah.
She will burn you. And I'm like, oh.
That's not what... No, what about the comfort? Touched, the good-
you know, but he was just telling me so that it keeps me on point.
Mm.
And there's no time for slack. Once I was late. No, not once. Twice I was late. We're on our way to Paris. It's like, you fired. We're on our way to Paris, dude. We're going.
On your way to Paris and because you were late.
He's like, yeah, you fired. We're organizing plane tickets for you guys. Yeah, you guys are going home. It's fine. We can do the show without you. I'm like, yo.
That
my
is
heart.
That
is- my heart. I was like, why me, Lord? Why?
Yeah.
And then, like, it's... But, okay, we weren't really fired. But
yeah. It just keeps you on your toes.
For sure.
Most
and
definitely.
That's how they operate. But their work ethic is insane. Like, we would have a day off and they're in the hotel room recording.
I mean, this just makes me like them even more. It's
just
one of those
working
things.
The whole time, every time. Like there's no time for slacking. There's no time
you're
for
there,
breaks.
You're working.
Not unless 100%. If Ninja says, okay guys, today we're going to the beach, let's all go chill. That's like chill time, you know?
Yeah.
And even when we're on tour and we're seeing all these places and stuff, it's like we're still working.
And you're on the clock and
you're
who
on
knows
time.
What might happen.
Everyone is there, like everyone's on one page, you know? And make the show pop off.
Listen,
these fans are real out there, dude.
I want to talk about that concert experience because I've been living through your Instagram life and seeing everything you post. But I still have Mariska in studio as well. We'll continue the conversation straight after this because I have a few questions for you ladies as well. And everything that's happening in the news. So it's very, very cool. This is Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Still chatting to Taryn Marushka here. Taryn, our dance impresario whatnot. See, that's my new description for you. And Marushka, our African travel activist. There we go. So ladies, since I have both of you here, I want to just take a few minutes because I think you guys are cool. You guys are on top of things. So I want your commentary on a few things. First and foremost, you know, what are your personal plans for the rest of the year for both of you? Let me start with you, Marushka.
Well, September is tourism month.
Is it?
Yeah, in South Africa. Yes,
you learn something new every day.
Besides being spring.
Yeah, I was about to say it's Arbor month. That's I know.
So I'm doing a cool campaign for most of September with Tourism KZN.
Awesome.
So I'll be traveling all around KZN, all around the province for the month. And we'll be doing radio, we'll be shooting videos, I'll be writing blogs. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and I'll be sharing my cool photos with you.
Fantastic. Let's drop the handle now as well.
It's Gotta Love KZN with L-U-V. GOTTA.
Got it. LUVKZN. Fantastic.
Follow right. that for all the KZN fans.
So that's going to keep you nice and busy.
That's my September. Yeah.
Fantastic. Hectic. Well, I don't know about Taryn, because is she even in the same time zone as us? After worldwide. By the way, which countries did you hit with the world tour with Dionne Voigt?
World tour we did. Okay, so. Wow. The States.
It's a lot to even recount.
We did the West Coast in the States, mm-hmm. East Coast, Dirty South, a little bit of the Midwest.
Yeah.
We did Australia, all five ports.
Shots.
We did Europe, most of it. UK, we've done.
Can I just say, I'm now instantly seeing a collaboration. We have like the travel blogger. We have who's just traveled.
You know?
If I've given you guys an idea, can I just have 15% on whatever you're going to create? Because I was here.
Exactly.
I was part of it. Okay.
And Russia also. Because we were in Russia for a week and we had to do a tour there. Not one of the best, but...
Weather-wise or just audience-wise?
The weather was horrible.
Exactly. It was winter.
It was last year, November, and it was horrible. Hey, like... I couldn't even stand outside for longer than 15 minutes.
But that's when
minutes.
The best memories and experiences exactly. are created. So I'm sure you don't look back and you're like, it was
never.
Cool. All right. So ladies, let's discuss a few things that are topical right now.
Yeah.
First and foremost, what do you think of Taylor Swift? Taryn.
Yeah, not a Taylor.
Not a fan?
No. Not a fan.
No. Have you heard what she's been up to recently?
No.
So she's on tour and she just did this whole week performing in LA and she's been bringing like the biggest stars to perform with her. So like a couple of days ago, she sang a duet with John Legend. They actually sang All of Me Together.
Yes.
She had Ellen DeGeneres perform on stage with her. Wasn't that cool?
I just saw a photo of it. It looked really funny. Yeah, like, I laughed a lot.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that those are just simple life goals. Yeah. I just want to perform with Taylor as well.
I want to perform with Ellen.
Okay. you guys.
But she can sing, though. Can I just say that I think, even when I heard her sing country before, which was a thing, she has an amazing voice.
I just feel like if I was at school with Taylor, I wouldn't have liked her.
Yeah.
She would have been that A student who I wouldn't have got on
with.
She's
too perfect. Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I don't
like her. I'll take John Legend, thank you.
Okay. But the big thing was that came from this whole week of her performing in LA was just on Thursday, she was performing and she was wrapping up a concert and she reaches right at the front of the stage and she mouths, "I love you." And who else was sitting there but her boyfriend, Calvin Harris.
Oh, dear.
Everyone is now speculating that things are getting hot and heavy and serious.
Oh, dear.
What do you think? Do you even care?
Don't care.
Okay.
No.
Nothing whatsoever.
No opinion. No, I don't give a shit.
Tarot, not even any words.
No.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, we'll move from Taylor Swift. Listen, what about Miley Cyrus?
Oh, I love Miley though.
Do we like Miley?
I do like Miley.
Is she not overrated? Have we had enough of Miley or we still think she's cool?
Ooh, gee, what's good.
I think she's a bit of an exhibitionist, but at the same time... Yeah, she's all right. Like,
I think she's cool.
You think she's cool?
Better than
she
Taylor.
Was a child star and she was that girl, country girl. You can't stay like that your life.
Yes,
no, people I think grow up.
I think it's one thing to grow up. Like people forget Leo DiCaprio was a child star.
Thank
Look
you.
At where he is. He's nice and he Miley posed naked
He's
with
normal.
A pig.
Oh.
I see.
It's what happens when you're been on TV
see,
since you're like two.
Exactly.
Like nothing's crazy anymore. It's just
but
like
here's
pushing
the
boundaries.
Thing. Miley was actually on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week and she did this whole skit of she dressed up as a news anchor, as an Australian news anchor.
Uh-oh.
She walked around in the streets asking people what they think of Miley Cyrus.
Oh dear.
And people were very, very honest. So let's listen to just a bit of that.
Oopsie.
All right, everyone, Janet here. With, what's your name?
Coral,
here from California. Do you know anything about what's going on here in LA this weekend? The VMAs, Video Music Awards, are coming up, MTV VMAs?
Well, I've heard about the VMAs, but I didn't really know that they were going to come here this week.
They are. Have you heard about who's hosting this year? They've got Miley Cyrus as the host.
That's cool, I guess.
All right.
If you like her.
If you like her. Do you like her? What's your opinion?
No, she's not one of my favorite.
Now... What do you not like about Miley? Is it that her, you know, her shocking kind of, it's, you know, all kind of cheap to me, really?
Really her style.
What's
and her
what
dad.
Do you not like about, you don't love her
just,
dad
I just
too
don't
much?
Like, I just don't like her whole family.
Oh, really? Do you have any opinions on her or maybe what you think about her?
Well, Miley Cyrus, when I knew her, she was only a child.
Most of us. I mean, all of America. That's how we got to know and love her.
Yeah, because what is her father's name again? He's the one I was crazy about.
What's Miley's father's name? What would you say if Miley Cyrus was your daughter? You have a few kids, or if they were acting like Miley Cyrus, would you have any thoughts?
No, no problem. I just like Taylor Swift better.
What would you say about Miley's music?
So people are definitely not mincing their words.
No.
Ah, sorry, Miley.
No,
you had it coming. If you're walking in the streets and you're asking what people think of Miley Cyrus,
exactly,
they're going to be very, very honest.
And they told her, eh?
The guy who killed me
when
says,
I knew her, though.
I just like Taylor Swift better.
Well, the lady was like, when I knew Taylor Swift, you didn't, not Taylor Swift, when I knew Miley Cyrus, okay, I'm sure you knew
so
her.
So she's a husband. So yes, Miley is kind of relevant this week because she'll be hosting the MTV VMAs this Sunday. Oh, dude, are you guys actually excited about that?
Dope, yeah,
I'm a big,
I think it's going to be cool, yeah.
I'm a big awards
I love
guy.
Awards also, yeah.
Like, I will wake up at like 3 a.m.
to
watch an awards.
The whole thing. Exactly, everyone's outfits, everything.
I will want to watch it live. That's
exactly
how sad my life is. But the big thing as well with the MTV VMAs is that MTV VMAs
yeah,
is that Kanye West is going to receive the Video Vanguard Award this year.
Dope.
Do you remember Beyonce performed last year and she received that? So Kanye West is getting the accolade. Do you think he deserves it?
Yes, I think he does. I think he does.
Marisha's curling like her nose up.
I'm sitting on the fence about that.
I kind of started looking at Kanye West past his attitude.
I still have a problem with that.
But the thing is, it's like Daft Punk. E.G.
Yeah.
No one knows what they look like, but we all love their music.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's what I've done with Kanye West. I've put a mask over his face and his personality. Like, his music and what he puts out is dope. That's all I like. Everything else, it's fine.
So the moral lesson is Kanye West must shut up and just make music.
Yeah, just do art, man. Make art, you know?
I can't do that. Like, he's just too in your face.
Who's like your musician right now, Mariska? If you aren't a Taylor Swift fan, if you aren't a Kanye West fan, like, no one's getting it for
I'm
you.
I'm not into a lot of mainstream stuff, so I'm
into, like,
it's okay, you don't have to.
Are you into someone like Beck?
Probably when I was like 18 or something.
So you were happy Beck won the Grammy and not Beyonce?
No, I like Bey.
Okay.
Okay,
so I know, like, I just had a bunch of topics, but now since we're on Beyonce, she's performing for the first time on the 4th of September, so that's next week Friday, in a while, and a lot of people are speculating that this is when she's going to drop new music.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, her last album was a surprise album.
Yes.
Now, if you just surprise the world with music, how are you now going to go back to selling music in a store?
Exactly.
I think you have to step it up.
Yes, you have to, especially with Beyonce, because she's, like, leading number one lady.
Exactly.
How do you?
She's a king.
You have to, exactly. You have to top yourself. Actually, you know.
Yeah.
That's hard, eh? But people, they're just pulling it all out, and now you've got like Miley hosting the VMA. She's probably going to do some crazy stuff, and then she has to try and beat that the next time. Like, how do you do that?
I just say, if Miley Cyrus were to walk on stage with actual full clothes,
that would be the biggest surprise.
That's how everything will trend.
The most mature thing she's ever done in her life, actually.
Basically. Yeah. Let's wrap it up now. Staying on VMAs just quickly, Nick Jonas is going to release releasing his new music video for Levels on the 30th of August, the day of the VMAs, and he's performing for it, performing at the VMAs. Nick Jonas, still excited? He's cute.
So
he's 21. He's like a little kid.
He's baby. No.
Were you not? Aren't you glad that he's now grown up? Are you not on that level?
Nah.
I feel like Mariska is so hard to please.
Hard to please.
We threw Kanye West.
I said John Legend.
John Legend. At least. Okay, let's switch off from music. Totally different. Wrapping up the show now. Usain Bolt. Did anyone just see the video of Usain Bolt being like mowed over by like a guy on a Segway?
No.
Let me just school you. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So he had just crossed the finish line at the Beijing National Stadium on Thursday. You know, he just won a first place there. And just as he was getting off the track, there was a cameraman who was on a Segway. You know, those little two things on the street.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The camera guy was so focused on just getting the shot that he didn't see how close Usain was. It was. And they had like a little flip both fell.
Oh my word.
Now you see Usain being a nice guy, he's like, oh, it's so cool, he brushed off, he joked about it. I would be like, guy, I'm a runner.
Yes.
I like make a living from my feet and you just rode me over. I want a billion from that.
Exactly.
What, are we on the same path here?
Yeah, I'd sue them. Yeah.
There we go.
So no one's judging. He doesn't need the money anyway. So.
Yeah, but what if he was injured?
Exactly.
That's insurance.
Yeah, so his legs are probably insured for like millions.
So that's why I'm saying now, Taryn, you're the dancer, insure your body. Yes. Mariska, you're the blogger, insure your fingers. Some wholesome advice to end off the show.
Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much. You guys were absolutely awesome. So where can we get up with you? Contact details, social media, where can we follow you?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram, Taryn_TNT.
Boom boom.
Yes.
By the way, Taryn just like ends off all her emails with boom boom.
Hashtag
so that's cool.
Boom boom.
And Mariska, what about you?
Basically on all my channels, it's at Mzansi Girl. It's MZANSIGRL. And my blog is www.mzansigirl.com. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
Fantastic stuff. You guys were absolutely awesome. Thank you so much to both of you for stopping by this morning. And most importantly, thank you for listening. We do this every single Friday from 9 till 10 a.m. on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.